With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening as we explore the repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. The texts in the Book of Psalms span the whole range of human experience, and during the Lenten season, we focus particularly on those of lament, reflection, and comfort. So on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll offer a survey of some choral and organ music related to those texts, as well as hymns that enrich the season. Great music by Brahms, Howells, Wesley, Whitlock, and others. We'll begin with organ music by J.S. Bach. The second movement of his second trio sonata for organ is a largo that spins out something of a plaintive melody over a flowing 16th note accompaniment. Christopher Herrick plays the organ at St. Nicholas Church in Bremgarten, Switzerland.
Thank you.
Christopher Herrick played the Largo movement from Johann Sebastian Bach's second trio sonata for organ in C minor. Our first psalm selection is a wonderful recent setting of Psalm 121 by young American composer Jake Runestad. Tom Trenny leads Sounding Light in I Will Lift Mine Eyes. Minneapolis-based composer Jake Runestad beautifully set Psalm 121 in I Will Lift Mine Eyes, which we just heard performed by Sounding Light. Tom Trenny conducted. Percy Whitlock was born and raised in Kent, England, and spent time as a chorister at Rochester Cathedral there before becoming assistant organist there from 1921 to 1930. We'll hear the choir of Rochester Cathedral sing next as they perform Whitlock's setting of the 17th century hymn, Jesu, Grant Me This, I Pray. It's a setting that's very much in a conservative contrapuntal style that harks back to an earlier time in English choral literature. Roger Sayer leads the choir of Rochester Cathedral. Jesus, oh God. Jesu, Grant Me This, I Pray, by Percy Whitlock, was sung by the choir of Rochester Cathedral, directed by Roger Sayer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Herbert Howell's wonderful tune, Michael, composed one morning over breakfast, is an ideal setting for Joachim Neander's 17th century text, All My Hope on God Is Founded, as translated by Robert Bridges. Stephen Layton leads the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, with Jeremy Cole at the organ. Donald Hunt led the choir of Worcester Cathedral in Samuel Sebastian Wesley's setting of a portion of Psalm 51, Wash Me Throughly from My Wickedness. Earlier we heard the hymn, All My Hope on God Is Founded, sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Stephen Layton directed. Psalm 137 is one that expresses deep lament and despair, recounting the Israelites' exile from their homeland. By the waters of Babylon we sat down and wept. J.S. Bach's chorale prelude associated with that text from the Great 18 chorales is one of sublime expression and intimacy. The accompaniment, with its overlapping phrase endings and beginnings, implies the flowing water of the Babylonian River, while the chorale tune appears in the tenor voice, subtly embellished. Renee Ann Luprette plays the organ in the chapel of Trinity College, Cambridge. An Wasserfluss in Babylon from the Leipzig chorales of J.S. Bach was performed by Renee Ann Lupret at Trinity College, Cambridge. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In 1917, during a time of great personal crisis, Herbert Howells composed a powerful and poignant setting of Psalm 137, By the Waters of Babylon. He had recently been forced to resign his post at Salisbury Cathedral and was facing a terminal illness, only to be turned around by what was considered the miracle of radium treatment. The text of the psalm must have resonated deeply for him and is reflected in the music, full of regret. The piece, which Howells called a rhapsody, is scored for an unusual and striking combination of solo baritone, violin, cello, and organ. We'll hear a wonderful performance of it by Gareth John, accompanied by David Adams violin, Alice Neary cello, and Timothy Rivaldi organ. All are led by Andrew Nethsinger.
Lord's song.
Gareth John sang By the Waters of Babylon by Herbert Howells, accompanied by violin, cello, and organ, recorded at St. John's College, Cambridge. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Verses 10 through 12 of Psalm 51 are set in one of two motets by Johannes Brahms composed in 1860. Each verse is set separately and in a distinct way, beginning with Schaffe in mir Gott, create in me a clean heart, O God. Matthew Best leads the Corydon singers.
Thank you.
The motet Schaffe ihn mir Gott by Johannes Brahms was performed by the Corydon Singers, Matthew Best directing. The Southern folk hymn, My Song in the Night, makes reference to Old Testament passages where both Job and David speak of God's caring love as a song in the night. Joseph Swain incorporated that image in his poem Redemption, published in 1789 and which forms the basis of the hymn. We'll hear an arrangement of this beloved folk hymn by Mack Wilberg. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square perform, led by Mack Wilberg.
Thank you.
The hymn, My Song is Love Unknown, with tune by John Ireland, was sung by the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario. Noel Edison conducted, and the descant was composed by organist Paul Halley. Earlier, Mac Wilberg led the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square in his own arrangement of the Southern folk hymn, My Song in the Night. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to psalms and hymns for the season of Lent. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.